You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I am so thrilled to be joined by Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver. Justin, thanks for being here.
I appreciate you so much for having me, Des.
Thanks so much. So your new album, Sable Fable, drops this Friday, April 11th, and we're spinning Everything is Peaceful Love. I wanted to kick off by asking you actually about the music video. For those who haven't seen it, there's several shots of puppies smiling. There's fake eyebrows involved. I know you teamed up with filmmaker John Wilson, so tell us a little bit about the video and how it felt like a great introduction to the record.
Well, I knew that I wanted the video to have this feeling. I'm not much of a visual person, that, you know, this uncontainable joy, you know, like people smiling when they're not supposed to, but they can't help themselves. And so I didn't know how to achieve that. You know, I was asking people if they knew anybody who would do that. And I'm a huge John Wilson fan, but I never think straight. And our art director, whatever, just kind of my visual partner with everything, Eric Timothy Carlson, he was like, let's just ask John Wilson. And I both fell down on the floor with how good of an idea it was. And of course, the video slams and it makes you laugh and cry, which is the best combo on that.
So this is your first new record in 6 years. And I read in an interview that you described this as an album that came from personal necessity. So I'm curious, what compelled you to share these songs at this time?
I've needed these songs to grow into the person that I'm trying to be, and also express things to a person that that I love, that changed my life. But I needed them to understand where I was in the process. And it's really interesting, Des, like as the album finished, every month since, the songs have continued to teach me things. And there's lessons in there. And I think that's why the word fable works so good for that group of songs, because it really is like, there's an allegory, there's a lesson in love and experience and growth. And that's what these were. They're very much for me and this person.
Would you say with that idea of fable, are you hoping that your audience gains something from those two?
I just hope with music, I feel like I'm in service of music and of people. And music has been so good to so many of us and teaches us things and celebrates things and expresses things that we can't explain with our regular language and communication. And so I just hope, if it's not for somebody, it doesn't bother me. It's not like I'm not like that. I just want it to work for people. I want it to be a utility to understanding.
Let's talk about the structure of the album for a minute. I'm viewing this as an album in two parts. You released the first part of the record, the Sable EP, in the fall. Can you talk about how you view the record? Do you view it as two different sort of chapters in the decision behind releasing Sable, the EP, first?
The way I've sort of been looking at it, or my friend Eric Timothy Carlson again said, like, you know, Sable's kind of like The Hobbit and Fable's kind of like The Lord of the Rings. And just the essence of that, they're all one story, but they're very broken down. And Sable's really, it's full on. It's a full on cathartic but sad reflection on some hard times and some hard truths and hard reflections. And every time I knew that all these songs belonged together, but when I realized I needed those three songs to kind of come out on their own so that people could digest them and have this singular experience, that really made sense to me. And then like having time pass for lessons to sink in and then for Fable to come out, it just makes sense. You know, because the Fable's such a hard turn in the other direction that I think it's good to understand them as two parts, but they do work as a full cycle together.
I read that a track you recorded with Danielle Heim was one of the first that you did for the record. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Jimmy and Danielle came out. I'd known Danielle on and off for many, many years, but Jimmy and I had become close, and via their connection, you know, they came out to my little makeshift studio in 2022, and we got snowed in for 4 days, and we just made a bunch of stuff, and that was one of them. And when it came out, when it was starting to get written, and Danielle and I were just sort of spraying vocal ideas onto it, it became very clear what I knew I wanted it to be, which is sort of my take, our take on a Johnny and June, a George and Tammy kind of song, where the two voices are telling their own story and telling the story of a pair. I this song's very important to me, and I love it really much, and I had to had to put it out as a single.
We're chatting with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. Justin, you are a huge collaborator throughout your career. How do you choose who you're going to collaborate with on your own projects? You mentioned you've known Danielle for a really long time. Does it just come naturally in that way, or do you have specific songs with specific people in mind?
Well, Danielle actually reached out just, you know, when I wasn't really sure I was making an album, about just making music, which is always the best way to do it. Like, hey, we should just like get in the studio and just see what happens. So we made a bunch of stuff that, you know, might be for this, that, and the other thing. But then, you know, so it's always comes from a pretty natural place. You know, anything that's purely conceptual usually dies on the vine, and you kind of have to get in the water, so to speak, to see what's actually going to stick. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, it really, really did.
Let's dig into the album sonically a little bit. So Sable, the first part, reminds me of your debut album. Sort of harkens back to this more acoustic, stripped down sound. Less layers going on than we've seen with the past couple of Bon Iver albums. Was that a conscious choice?
I think, yeah, Sable was very much like, we're gonna do an AI rendering of me in the cabin, you know?
Right.
But no, and just, I mean, for real, it was like, I'm going to go back to this folky place with just a guitar and my voice, or like just my voice. It's sonically a little different than for Emma, but like instrumentation wise, it was very much a nod to that, and acknowledging that, you know, this all started with me at my dad's hunting lodge, you know? So that was very intentional. But what comes after in Fable is very much an actual photograph of where I'm at in my life. And that feels really like truthful. And yeah, I don't know what the word is. It's proud or something. I'm happy that I worked hard to find that truth in the songs in Fable, and that they all are part of one big story and one big lesson.
Well, we'd love to hear another song off Fable. What can you tell us about Walk Home?
Walk Home was me and Jimmy. That was kind of when I really knew that I was going to be making this record with Jimmy. And it was summertime, and it was just summer loving, you know, like just like very good feelings, very excited, new love in life. And it's just that kind of song that just is like, hey, we got, you know, you're with your lover and you got to get home from wherever you are and jump in bed, you know. And that I just was like, I've never done anything like that. I've never done anything that overt, you know, and it felt really good. And the song just kind of came from a really natural place. And it's something really different for us. You know, it's just a single vocal and kind of just a normal little beat bopping along. And it's kind of like catchy, and it doesn't have much poetry in it. It's sort of kind of basic. And that's what I really love about it.
Sable Fable, due out this Friday, April 11th. Justin Vernon, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with WNRN.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate the support, Des.